All Sides of Me, a poetry collection of love, loss, growth, and becoming. Written by Teresa Rose. Narrated by Verity Hayes. Dedication. To the one who showed me that love can be both a storm and a home. To my family for always supporting my dreams. And to every soul who has ever felt deeply and survived it. You inspire me. Note to the reader. This book was written across seasons of love, of loss, clarity, and growth. Some pages may feel warm and hopeful, others may feel heavy, honest, or unfinished. Healing is not linear. Love is not simple. Your becoming is not quiet. If something here feels familiar, if a line feels like your own unspoken truth, know this: you are not alone in how you feel. I want you to take what speaks to you and leave what doesn't. This book is not meant to be rushed. It is meant to be felt. Author's note. This book is not just poetry. It is a journey through love, loss, healing, longing, strength, and becoming. Every piece in these pages was written from a real place inside me. Some were born in joy, some in heartbreak. Some in the quiet moments where life changes you without asking permission. If you see yourself in these words, then this book has done what it was meant to do. We all carry many versions of ourselves. This is mine. All Sides of Me. Part 1, The Awakening. The shift is quiet. Hope becomes awareness. Questions become patterns. What you once explained away begins to stand on its own. Where eternity meets us. I didn't know your name yet, but something in me already knew you. Not your face, not your voice, just the feeling that somewhere in this world, a soul existed that would recognize mine. Some connections are not created. They are remembered. Author's note. This piece opens the journey where love feels less like chance and more like destiny. Fated? Destined? You didn't arrive loudly. No grand entrance. No dramatic moment. Just a quiet shift in the air. Like something in my life had finally aligned. I don't know if it was fate, or timing, or something written long before us. I only know meeting you felt like remembering someone I had always known. Author's note. Sometimes love doesn't feel new, it feels familiar.